bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good morning, this is Melissa C., and I'll be right here with you playing the very best of gospel music from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So let's get started for the next 30 minutes.
I'm glad that I can be able to stand here and share something with y'all today. You don't mind listening to me. Listen to it. I woke up this morning with my mind. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be alright. I know it's gonna be alright.
The hour. pain, misery, and trial. I was headed in the wrong direction. Oh, went in and out of lane. Oh, there was so much to gain, but I didn't know which way to turn. But then I heard a voice say, child, come to me. And I will, he said, I'll set you free. Then I saw an exit sign. Then I saw an exit sign. Hallelujah. And it read G-O-D. It will be alright. How many of you know it'll be alright? With
Jesus on my side.
Can I get a witness? So don't let it. It will be alright, yeah.
and don't give up. Stay on your knees, a change will surely come. He will.
He'll make it alright.
I know that he will.
He'll make it alright.
All you gotta do is
turn it on over to Jesus.
I know he will.
He'll make it alright.
My God, he will.
He'll make it alright.
Do you believe it?
He'll make it alright.
All you got to do is
turn it on over to Jesus.
bottom of the hour. We'll be right back with more music after this.
Put your hands together!
For the very best in gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music, join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
Oh, oh, oh. You see? So, baby, my mom.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix.
God is going to show himself strong because he's able. He's able. And it's going to be all right. Let's go back, let's go back, let's go back just a little bit.
talking. Sometimes I can't find a friend. I try to do things on my own, but I know I can't do this thing alone.
Word.
I drop to my knees, I look towards heaven, and I ask him, please, Lord.
Hope that you're having a great day. If you would like to make a request, feel free to call me at 347-215-8049. Now let's get back to more music with Melissa C.
Question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? When a fork is in the road, what do you do? When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do? When your back is up against the wall, what do you do? 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 When there's nowhere else to go, where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn, where do you look? When there's nowhere else to look, what do you do? When there's nothing else to do, you're in the master's hand, and the master has a plan. Hold on, hold on, and keep the faith. Keep the faith.
Anybody from you. Cause in my strength, I know I wouldn't. Oh Lord, my God, from you. I have seen you fall, and you won. Now I know you love me and you live. Lord, I've seen you fight, and you won. Lord, now I know.
Protector, he is the blessing. Yeah, yeah. Where you've been, where you've gone, call on the name above all other names. Oh, Jesus, you're the best thing that happened to me.
Everybody.
See, Jesus, 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 you're the best thing that happened to me, to me, to me, to me. Oh, Jesus, 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 you're the best thing that happened to me. When I think about what the Lord has done, what He brought me through, all my ups and downs, I just want to say He's the best thing that happened to me. I would have been down and out, lost in my way. I would have died had it not been for the Lord. He loved you, oh, the best thing, the best thing, the best thing. Oh, is it the best thing to you, child of God? Has He brought you out of the deep, mighty dead? Is it the best thing to you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, yeah, the enemy would have followed us. But it's the best thing, yes, it is, yes, yes, it is. Jesus, 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 you are everything that I ever needed.
Try that again. Say
it. Jesus, 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 you're the best thing that
Dr. Toomey, everybody.
I've got more music coming your way on this beautiful day. I hope your day is fine. We've got to take a break to the station ID. We'll be right back right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York,
Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
If you would like, feel free to write us at our mailing address by NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 97651, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27624. You can also join us on our website at nfiradio.com. You're catching the wave with Melissa C.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting death.
Melissa C. Let's go back old school with a song I know you will enjoy.
Down. down.
Yeah.
another song I want to sing. I want y'all to help me sing this song. And this is something that's really different, but this is the way I feel about it. And I ought to be able to sing it the way I feel it, right? Hallelujah. The enemy came against me and caught me by surprise. I became so filthy, for it seemed I'd not survive. But God came near me in a way I've never known. He brought a comfort to my fragile heart and a joy that overflowed. I won. Lord, close me in your armor as I walk the shield of faith. Lord, here are my strong foes. My heart will not fear. With your word as my weapon, I know victory. He fought the battle. That one. I want you to know I feel good. Thank you. Tell somebody he fought the battle. And I won. Oh! You ought to tell somebody my doctor thought he knew how to do it, but he couldn't do it. God fought my battle. I've won. Can somebody lift your hand and say I've won? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Praise him anyhow. Go ahead. Isn't he worthy? Thank you, Lord.
If you would like to tune in with us on Facebook, you can join us at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. I'm Melissa C. Join me Mondays through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live.
What's up, Relentless Church? I hope you're ready to worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times and give praise shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
Father, we come to bless you, in the good times or the bad, we come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless.
I will bless the Lord.
The end is
praising.
No matter what I
no
see,
what
I'm
seeing,
hey, say as long as I'm breathing,
as long as I'm breathing,
oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing,
thank
you Jesus.
Come
on, oh,
magnify.
Come on, let's do it together.
Let us exalt you.
You're worth it today, Jesus.
Let's lay down our crown.
And lift up the name of the Most High God. Today we come to do it together. If you whip somebody, look at them and tell them, say, let's do it together.
Let's do it
let's
together.
Go. Come on, put your hands on it. Father, be glorified. We love you, Jesus. Hey.
I will bless the Lord.
And his praise.
Shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel,
say as long as I'm breathing.
As long as
if you got breath in your body, come on, let's magnify it.
As long as I'm breathing.
Let's go.
Oh, magnify.
Come on, let's do it
exalt
his name together today. Hey,
together.
Tell somebody, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Come on, one more time. Lift those hands high. Oh, magnify.
Magnify
the Lord.
Let us
exalt the name of Jesus. We magnify God. Let's lay down our
Cause you've been better than good to me.
Oh,
you've been better than good to me.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. You've been better than good to me. Let's make it real big, y'all. Tell them, cause you've been better than good to me. Oh, thank you, see that the Lord is good. You've been better than good to me.
Listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You know, it feels really good when you can exalt Jesus' name or make the name of Jesus great in our own eyesight, because he's already great in his eyesight. And it sure feels good to be back here on today. Earlier today, you know, I didn't feel pretty good, but as the day has worn on, I feel a whole lot better. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Today we're going to go into the book of St. John, chapter 3, and we're going to start reading at verse 1. St. John, chapter 3, verse 1. And I don't know what it is about this verse, but it does something to me. This is one of the verses that feel like it jump off the page and slap your face when you try to go past it. You can't go past it. You feel like it's just jumping out of the book at you. And I thank God for Jesus. Let's read. I said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus that night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Hallelujah. I'm going to just leave it right there. You must be born again. And in order to be born again, you have to repent. Repent means to turn around from wherever you were headed. Turn around and turn all of that stuff loose. There was a song that said, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I'm a saint. Now, you can stay a sinner if you want to. I hope you won't, though. But I hope you are saved by grace. What does that, What does being saved by grace mean? It means saved by the grace of God, by God's goodness. Are you saved? Not through anything that you've done, but through what Jesus has done. When you do what Jesus has given you to do, hallelujah, you'll be on the road to the right track. Hallelujah. We know that Nicodemus was a Pharisee. In other words, he was one of, that's just like a denomination that we have. Now, you know, we got the Baptists and the Pentecostals and Apostolics and all of those. We got all of those. And back then they had the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That was just two different ones. The Sadducees believed that there was no resurrection from the dead. The Pharisees believed that there was a resurrection from the dead. That's why the Sadducees did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead when the word came that he had gotten up out of that grave. But the Pharisees said, if they said he got up, he got up. But this man, Nicodemus, wanted to go talk to Jesus personally, but he wanted to sneak to him. Have you seen people that want to sneak to Jesus? They want to pray, but they don't want nobody to know, hallelujah, that they want to pray. Hallelujah, they want to talk to Jesus, and they want to get a good understanding, but they don't want nobody to know what they believe. Hallelujah, but we need to go, hallelujah, out in public and holler from the rooftop and say, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't know that Jesus is Lord, you can't make it in. We got to believe what Jesus said. And for almost everything, there is an exception to the rule. But when it comes to accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, you can't get by that. There is never an exception to the rule. Now, what Jesus said, you must be born again of the water and of the spirit. See, there are people that went to heaven that was never baptized. And one of these, for instance, was one of those men that was hanging on the cross beside of Jesus when one of the men said, Jesus, if you be the Savior, you the Son of God, why don't you save yourself and save us? But then the other man with the meek and the contrite spirit, hallelujah, he humbled himself even as he was hanging on the cross, and he said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm paraphrasing that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. This man has done nothing to deserve, hallelujah, hanging on the cross. We deserve what we're getting. And then he looked at Jesus and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Hallelujah. You see, he didn't have time to be baptized. But when he prayed, Jesus accepted what he said. So Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, this day, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, next month, this day, you'll be with me in paradise. See, God knows what he's doing. He don't have to ask our permission to do what it is he's going to do. I believe if I ask the Lord right now, well, I've already been baptized, though. But even if I hadn't been baptized and I just sat here and fell over and died right now, and on the way out, I asked Jesus to save me, he would do it. One of those things is just like I remember the night my daddy had, he had a bad reputation. But in the last 3 days before he died, I saw my dad repent, and I know he made it in. Hallelujah. He went away from here peacefully, very peacefully. See, Okay. But Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? See, you would expect somebody that is a ruler to have the answers to the ones that is trying to learn, the ones that are trying to learn what the Word of God says. So Nicodemus should have known this stuff, but he didn't know it. But at least rather than to keep right on walking in his arrogance, he went back and he, and by the way, he was a short little man. And that's how come he ran ahead of the crowd to get up in that sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came through there, because he wanted to get through there and get down and get in front of everybody so he could see Jesus so that he could get up and ask some questions. He wanted to know some things. How can a man be born when he's old? How can you be born a second time? Hallelujah. He had those questions. And that's what we have to do. Hallelujah. We have to ask some questions. If you don't know what's going on, ask some questions. You see, my thing is I see that people get deceived on a lot of things. Hallelujah. And that's because they don't ask questions. Hallelujah. You have to ask questions if you don't know. Hallelujah. You have to repent. And that's turn around from all of the crazy stuff that you were doing in your lifetime. Hallelujah. But Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb? And that might sound crazy to a lot of people, but you got to understand that this man didn't understand, hallelujah, when Jesus told him point blank, this is what you got to do. Hallelujah. He just wanted to get some understanding. And Jesus said, verily means truly. Truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We need to be able to enter the kingdom of God. And see, it's going to be a lot of people that don't have anything to do with Jesus now. But there's going to come a time when they shut their eyes for the last time, never to open them again. Hallelujah, that they're going to want to be with Jesus. But they can't be with Jesus because Jesus said, I am the door. Anybody that come into the kingdom of God got to come by me. Hallelujah, but they don't want to come by Jesus now. But when once it's over with, they're going to want to come by Jesus, but it'll be too late. Hallelujah. There's a song that they sing. He prayed, but his prayer was too late. Hallelujah. We need to pray in a timely fashion. We need to know that Jesus is Lord. We need to know that God is Jehovah and Jehovah is the Father. We need to know, hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost lead us or the Holy Spirit lead us. We need to follow what the Holy Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. And we can get where we need to go. Because God is an awesome God. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. And I thank God for Jesus. And Jesus going down to verse 6 says, that which is born of flesh is flesh. In other words, human bodies is born of flesh, and that's still flesh. And that which is born of spirit is still spirit. Hallelujah. When we were conceived, we were already spirits. And people say, have asked me, well, when was man created? On the sixth day, man was created. But you got to understand this. God have not created anything since the sixth day, because he on the seventh day, he rested. It's not that God was tired, but he always, whatever he wanted us to do, he always did it in front of us first. Hallelujah. Just like being baptized, when Jesus come and to the river and he, and John was out there, Jesus come to the river. John was out there baptizing folks. Jesus went on out there and he got baptized first. Hallelujah, because that's what he wanted us to do. Hallelujah. So if he wanted us to do it, he do it first. And then he said in verse 7, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Jesus said, in other words, don't look so shocked. That's what that word says, marvel not. In other words, don't be so shocked because I say you must be born again. Hallelujah. Because when we were born with a sin nature. But when we were born again, that sin nature was taken away. And we were born again with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we sin. We still sin, but we are not sinners. Hallelujah. Because we have taken on, hallelujah, the nature of Christ. When we were born again, we took on the nature of Christ. We know that Jesus was Lord. We know, hallelujah, that he wanted us, hallelujah, to live like him. So he said he was going to send us, hallelujah, somebody that would help us, hallelujah, when we have our afflictions and stuff. So he sent to us the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, so that even when we praying and we don't even know what to pray for, how come my CT, come my Sata, the Holy Ghost will take over and he'll pray for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because sometimes, hallelujah, our mouth and our brain don't even know what we want to say in a prayer. Hallelujah, but God knows. And the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is one with God. And he will pray. He can get a prayer through when we don't know what to pray for. Hallelujah, and I thank God for Jesus. God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And it said, a wind blowing where it listens. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it comes. In other words, you hear the wind blowing, but you can't see it, and you can't tell where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In other words, hallelujah, the Spirit knows all. That knows what we need from the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to ask God questions. Hallelujah. About all of the things that we need and get the answers to, Lord, show me why I need to be born again. And then, Lord, show me. Hallelujah. That was the Holy Spirit that let us know that we were born sinners. Hallelujah, but we need to stop calling ourselves sinners because we are no longer sinners, we are saints. We are no longer sinners, we are saints. And if God said we are saints, I don't care who else say that we are not. These people say, well, you're going to sin all your life. Yeah, you will sin. Sometimes your mouth will take off before your brain crank up. Sometimes you say things before you that you don't intend to say. Sometimes your feet are walking places that you don't have no business going. Hallelujah. But once you realize what you've done, then you turn around and repent and tell the Lord, Lord, I messed up. Lord, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, you tell a lie and don't even realize what you told was a lie until later when you look back at it. But then you can always go back and say, Lord, you know what? I messed up. I didn't need to let that come out of my mouth. Lord, that was a lie. Lord, forgive me for that. That's what we need to do. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? See, he won't just be in nosy. He won't just getting up around Jesus just to be nosy. He want to know, well, Jesus, how can these things be? Hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Hallelujah. You mean you're the master? You're the one, you're the teacher. And I can imagine Jesus will say, well, you mean you're teaching these people and you don't even know what you're teaching them? Well, but since you want to know, I want you to teach them right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what the truth is so you can teach the truth. Hallelujah. And then he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. Hallelujah. We teaching what we heard somebody say. We teaching what we know. We teaching what the word say. Hallelujah. We teaching what the word say. Hallelujah. And testify that we have seen. And ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? In other words, get your spirit right and get in line right now with what the Lord is teaching. Because the Lord ain't going to teach you nothing wrong. So get your head and all your stuff built up right so we can understand what the Lord is trying to tell us. Because, you see, Jesus is on the way back. He's on the way back for a church without a spot nor a wrinkle. Hallelujah. And I know it was somebody back in the day asked Jesus, when is the end going to come? And Jesus said, don't nobody know, nobody but my Father. He's the only one know. He said, but this generation will not pass until Jesus come back. And you know what? I thought about that thing. I've been here almost 100 years since all of this stuff started happening. They even started having earthquakes. I think they said they had 5 earthquakes in North Carolina in the last seven years, and I hadn't heard tell of them having but about 2 or 3 earthquakes in the past 50 years in North Carolina. Now they're having them one right behind the other. But let us go and remember that the stuff that used to won't happen in North Carolina, the men laying with the men, the women laying with the women, the people doing stuff that is uncommon, preachers not preaching the word, teaching everything except the correct word. We got to stop that, and we've got to start teaching what the Word of God say. Hallelujah. We've got to start teaching what the Word of God say. We got to stop killing the babies. We got to stop doing, hallelujah. And you know what? And the amazing thing for me is it's the church folks that's out in front leading the way, saying, this is our right to do this. How you got a right to do what God said not for you not to do? I don't understand it, but I know what. I'm going to try not to claim that as my right. But I'm going to tell you this. Jesus loves you. And every once in a while, I think of that song by the Barrett sisters that said, Jesus loved me, this I know. For the Bible tell me so. Little one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And they're saying, yes, Jesus loved me. I think all of them dead now but one. And I don't know, that last one might be dead now, but I'm going to tell you what those women can sing. But I like to hear that song the way they sing it, Jesus loved me. And I thank God that I know that he loved me. I know that I haven't lived a perfect life all my life. But I know that he thought I was worthy to die for. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you. And today, brothers and sisters, son and daughter, I want you to go to the Lord today and tell him, Lord, I messed up. Lord, I sinned. Lord, I was born with a sin nature. But Lord, I want you to forgive me for every sin I've ever committed. And Lord, I want you to just put your arms around me and hold me. Because Lord, you said the soul of sin shall surely die. And Lord, I don't want to die. Hallelujah. I want to be alive forevermore. Lord, when I shut my eyes on this side of life, when I open my eyes on the other side of life, Lord, I want to wake up in your kingdom, God. I want to spend my rest of eternity with you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, please forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. I know that you are a healer, Lord. Hallelujah. I know that you are. And you told me that you stand in the door and knock. Lord, how come I say, why are you standing at the door and knock? And not, Lord, I'm going to open this door, Lord. You come in. Hallelujah. Lord, please come in and sit down and sup with me. That's what you said you would do. Because, Lord, you said in Romans 3:23, you said for all of sin and come short of the glory of God. So that tell me that you're willing to save me. All I've got to do is call on your holy name. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer, know that he will save you. He'll save you. As a matter of fact, when you got through praying that prayer, you were saved already. Because he don't be waiting around. When you tell Jesus to save you and you tell him, I want you to come into my life and I want the Holy Spirit to come into my heart, you know the Holy Spirit, when you start praying, the Holy Spirit start working right then. God sends the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And he take up the time to save you and to save me. And you know, I get so excited when I think about how much the Lord saved me. And you know, and sometimes the devil will work on your mind trying to get you to do some stuff. Like, you know, he worked on my mind for about 2 or 3 weeks saying you ought to do this and you ought to do that and you ought to do that. But you know, the bigger your title is, the harder the devil work to try to trip you up. And I finally told the devil, I said, wait a minute, devil. See, I know who you are. And I know Jesus said his sheep know his name. And since I'm one of his sheep, I know his name. And you're not talking with his voice. So you getting up out of my face in the name of Jesus. And that thing you told me to do or say, I'm not going to do it. And you know what? He got up out of my face because I want the one. He said, well, I couldn't trip that one up. And that's what he wants for you. He wants to trip you up. He wants you to be confused. He wants all of that stuff he wants for you. He wants to keep confusion started in your life. But don't let him do it. Don't let him have confusion reign in your mortal body. Now, that's the word for today. And I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all of your little babies. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you next week, if the Lord say so, right back here at the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed, everybody. Bye-bye.
Listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries radio broadcast.
Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised, I know ear can hardly fathom. All the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills, seem like things are getting bleaker.
Every day.
Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news, things are bound to get better.
Whenever you think about the condition of our world, whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. Kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I wanna go where the thunder don't roar.
Where the thunder don't roar.
There where chilly winds don't blow.
Chilly winds don't blow.
I wanna go above where the rain don't blow.
When I leave this world
to return.
To return.
When I leave,
when I leave,
yeah. Oh yeah, let me say that one more time. I wanna go, boom, 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 boom,
where the thunder don't roll.
Where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where chilly winds don't blow. Where the rain don't fall, winter leaves. When I'm leaving, I'm leaving this world
to return.
Won't have to cry no more.
To return.
Won't have to die no more. Won't be long, no, no. Oh yeah, to return. Won't have to deal with heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. To return. Come that morning, yeah, when this life is over, gonna fly away and be at rest. What a great day it's gonna be, yeah. To return.
Four minutes after the hour, going down memory lane, and that voice we certainly miss, that's Pastor Sean Jones and the Believers right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and want to thank you so much for catching the wave. We've got more music right here on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor.
If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus, yeah, where would I be? Yeah. If it had not been. Yeah.
4 minutes after the hour. God bless you and welcome to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. In the background, it's the sounds of Raleigh's on Coco McMillan. You are catching the wave. God bless you and thank you for locking in. That's Coco Macmillan out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's continue with the sounds of Sister Deborah Snipes. You are catching the way.
Whatever you need. Whatever you need. Faith you ask, and by faith you shall receive.
know you're going through some things, some trials and tribulations, but it wasn't to the cost of God. He gave me everything I need. Let me tell you what he gave me. I found love. I found love. I found a real love. I didn't have to worry about nothing, no. Then I found joy.
Nineteen minutes after the hour. That's the North Carolina Mass Choir, and I got it. Do you have it, huh? If you do have it, somebody ought to say glory to God, huh? Praise God anyhow. If you don't have it, then say, look, I need to receive it. Well, if you don't have it, then you need to receive it. I'm talking about Jesus in your life, and you need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you don't know him, then get to know him so you can have that relationship with him. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure. I want to thank you again so much for catching the wave. Right here, you can lock in Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can jump in on Facebook and listen in live with us. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, let's take time out and give God praise as we give him the glory, the honor, and thanking him for what he's doing right now in the very presence of us. And even though we don't see it, but we must believe it, and we must have the faith that we may receive it and walk in it. Come on, somebody, help me, Holy Ghost. Let us pray for a moment as we ask God to protect us and guide us and give us that wisdom and knowledge to move forward in each and every day as we walk in this society. Most holy, everlasting, wise God, creator of this universe, Lord, we humbly submit ourselves before you in the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you, God, for your Son, that is worthy of all the praises. Lord, let us decrease that you may increase in us. Lord, that we humbly come before you with worship and praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, we ask that you would touch those right now, wherever they are, that are lost and bound and is held in bondage and don't know how to come out. But in the name of Jesus, I believe as we speak today that your hand will touch their hearts and touch their mind to remove that has been holding them back for years, even going back into their generation and their past generations as a generational curse to keep them from walking into your presence. So we bind every spirit that has been holding them back, and we command it now to loose them right now in the name of Jesus, that they shall be set free, delivered in the name of Jesus. We speak life to their spirit that they may move forward in this year of 2023 as they ask you, God, to touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their finances, touch their bodies, that any sickness that come among them, God, that in the name of Jesus, that by your stripes, they are healed, set free, and delivered. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Bless our children around this world. Protect them through seen danger and unseen danger, God, that your angels are covering them and embracing them to let them know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, we speak life and we speak prosperity over those that are listening this morning, that no matter what comes their way, that it will not steal their joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. So when we are troubled, we are to come before you and asking you for direction and guidance. In the present name of Jesus Christ, our Savior this day, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God now. Let's continue with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
If I sold my love away, I would get them back. travel from place to place. Many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about, I came as a friend that I never had. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. I want to say one more verse right here. Gonna continue to run.
Twenty-three minutes before.